Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm more worried that this is going to hurt my wife and my family because it's going to be proved that it was probably something else that was baseless. And the court of public opinion does not consider that when they want to pass that judgment. I can take the lumps. I expected this kind of stuff when I made the decision to run for president of the United States of America. But the thing that I'm worried about is the impact it's going to have on my wife and my family.
That's Herman Cain reassessing his campaign and saying he's more concerned about the impact the latest allegations will have on his family than he is about how it will affect his run for the White House. That's where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Welcome In. We'll get started with this big-timer on MSNBC, Alex Wagner. Talk to Robert Trainum and Gillian Tett and columnist Mike Barnicle and also Politico.com's Ben White about Herman Cain's comments that he's reassessing his campaign.
Herman Cain is reassessing his campaign. What is the prognosis?
I'd say the prognosis is pretty negative for Herman Cain at this point. I don't think he was ever going to be the Republican nominee for president. He's not now going to be the Republican nominee for president. But this is something, a 13-year affair, the charges sound, or not charges, but the allegations sound pretty credible. This is something that both breaks up a marriage and ends a political campaign.
Right.
But he's on life support.
This is probably the end for Herman
Cain.
Not
support.
Today, then tomorrow.
Yeah, there's no question about, look, from a policy standpoint, he hit major gaffes when it came to everything under the sun, whether it's abortion or whatever the case may be. But obviously, from a personal standpoint, I'm sure a lot of voters out there, but also maybe even his wife and his family are saying, Herman, enough is enough.
Mm-hmm. And a 13-year affair is very different from a few random isolated examples. I mean, this is something which is basically premeditated, went on for a long time, and really does lay him open to an awful lot of hypocrisy charges. But you know, the thing that is fascinating to me is this is between two consenting adults, right? I mean, we have five women or four women that have sort of alleged sexual harassment, which is, which is a breach of trust, which in some way is if not illegal, it's morally, I think, questionable in a way that an affair, well, of course, you could argue that an affair is too, but it's interesting to me that this would potentially be the nail in his
candidacy. He's a family values candidate. I mean, you have to admit that he's run in Iowa as a friend to the right and to the social conservatives, and they don't particularly, I mean, they don't like sexual harassment, they don't like infidelity, particularly not infidelity for 13 years.
Well,
I mean, say what you will about it being a private issue.
Mike Barnicle has a
political issue.
He shouldn't reassess his campaign. He should reassess his marriage. B, the only way for him to remain viable in the campaign is perhaps to show up with the 125 million women in this country who he hasn't fooled.
The multitude.
Yes. And C, there's an element of this that is a shame on us element within the media. And by that, I mean we have effectively blocked out legitimate candidates like Huntsman by covering clowns like Herman Cain.
I will tell you, I talk about Huntsman as much as I possibly can.
But it's right now, though. This is America's eat your spinach moment. What they need right now is a grown-up candidate who can actually talk sense, who's not going to provide, you know, wacky entertainment, but is actually going to be sensible.
Newt Gingrich, who has had a history of infidelity. I mean, this is the question.
Here's the unfortunate truth. The unfortunate truth is that there's many politicians out there that have survived sex scandals. I mean, all we have to do is go back to Bill Clinton and so forth. So that's not the real issue here. The real issue here is whether or not the American people are comfortable with a candidate that has some of these issues. When you take a look at Herman Cain, there was an interesting phenomenon with him for at least 2 or 3 weeks, the whole 999 plan. It was obviously very simplistic. It was overly simplistic for a lot of people. But the American people out there, at least according to the polls, said, you know what, this is interesting here because for the first time throughout this presidential campaign so far, someone is talking directly to me. So you can't dismiss that.
Right.
But let's just be honest about Herman Cain.
I think you can. I think what we do in this business more and more is confuse what happens on cable in a 24-hour cycle with something that is of lasting interest to the American public. I don't think it is. I think we occasionally show something that has legs, but in the course of how we have come to cover campaigns, especially electronically, we really miss the mark.
How would you explain Cain's poll numbers then? They're not just a media creation. That he's filling there.
Exactly.
The sense of amusement.
Right. Well, sense of amusement and a sense of straight talk, I think. I mean, he did connect with people.
Herman Cain and another scandal. Up next, the Talk Radio Countdown Show will continue with that focus continuing.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without.
It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I have, dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right, then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud Print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. This week at OfficeMax, save $30 on a Kodak Hero 3.1 all-in-one printer. This week only at OfficeMax. Valid through Saturday, December 3rd. Lowest total ink replacement cost as compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this Friday and Saturday. It's your last chance to save up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you purchase 4 eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. Plus, save big on all tires. And get any service and we'll give you a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 12/3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah!
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Herman Cain, the presidential race, the Republicans, who's running, who's out, who's in. Here's host Brian Freeman with Dottie Lynch from CBS about Herman Cain's alleged affair and the comments from his lawyer, which seem to contradict what Mr. Cain has been saying.
Simple question. Is he done?
Well, you know, he had been sliding in the polls, but kind of hang in there about 14 or 15%. And some of those foreign policy answers, especially the one on Libya, probably hurt as him as much as these. But when they keep coming out, you know, you sort of have to wonder how much longer that 15% is going to stick with him.
Donnie, I found Cain's lawyer's quote extremely interesting, and I will quote, "This appears to be an accusation of private, alleged consensual conduct between adults, a subject matter which is not a proper subject of inquiry by the media or the public." Your read on this, is this almost an admission?
Yeah, you don't hear any denial there.
No, you don't.
It actually happened. And it's sort of an interesting attempt to say, well, this is out of bounds. But this is a pretty good lawyer, and the fact that that's as far as he would go sort of says to you that sounds like something was there.
It seems each time one of the Republican candidates climbs to the top of the polls that some sort of bad news comes out of the woodwork. One by one, this has been happening.
Yeah, and I think part of it is that these people don't have a track record in national politics, and they haven't been vetted. Now, someone like Newt Gingrich,
yeah,
who's the flavor of this week, has been known. A lot of this baggage that he carries has been out there for a while, and he's a pretty nimble politician. So we'll see if he's able to withstand this. But typically, this stuff comes out, and if it's really serious, you know, typically candidates say, oh, you know, forget it. I'm not going to keep on going. And their campaigns say, you know, is there anything else? And if they say yes, they say cut your losses. So with someone like Cain, he seems to want to hang in there with people like Bachman and Perry. They faded pretty quickly after being puffed up, but you know, typically people get out if there's too much bad information that they just don't want anymore.
Donnie Newtz had most of his skeletons come out of the closet over the past years, and I mean, yeah, they're still there, but he's already answered all of it. Is this some place that the media and others are going to turn their attention to once again?
Well, I think it's part of who he is, whether it matters to voters now or whether they say, well, that was before. Although some of the recent stories, while not illegal activity in terms of how he made his money, and of course the issue of Fannie Mae and whether he was a historian or a lobbyist for them, how he handles it probably is going to be as important as the facts themselves.
Here's talk host Paul W. Smith with ABC's Brian Ross about the way the Cain affair is playing out in the news media.
Herman Cain issued a preemptive denial to a woman's claim that the two had an extramarital affair for 13 years. But, of course, that hasn't stopped the story in any way, because even after the denial, then the woman did step forward and say that she'd had a consensual relationship for a number of years. Again, he has denied it.
It's funny how it played out on television. First, we heard about it was when Cain was on CNN and told Wolf Blitzer, it's coming, a huge allegation against me, which I'm here to deny in advance. A kind of preemptive strike, which had the effect, frankly, of drawing more attention to it, but that's how it played out.
Yeah, it first of all, it was rare and unusual for somebody to talk about something like that before any of us had heard anything, but I guess somebody was telling him to get out in front of it, which might mean that this is a... Well, it is completely different because there's no allegation of any wrongdoing other than, of course, his marital vows and all of that.
Right. The wrongdoing might be more serious for some of his more conservative voters in that, it breaks commandment. He was unfaithful to his wife, if the allegations are true. She had just 2 weeks ago, his wife, Gloria, 43 years, had gone on Fox News and said, I know my husband has never strayed because I can look into his eyes and see that. So this raises lots of questions for him and his family. He acknowledged knowing the woman, Ginger White, for 13 years, said he had helped her financially, but he said directly there was no sex ever.
Well, you know, to have a guy be faced with the question directly on adultery, and absolutely, I mean, we went through this once before where President Clinton, who's seemingly forgotten in all of these stories, I'm surprised that nobody says, well, this is like when President Clinton did this or when President Clinton did that, but I'll draw the parallels. When he looked at us and pointed that finger and said, I did not have sex with that woman, that was a if there's a school for adulterers, that was that was at the top of the lesson plan of things not to do. And
right, because he later defined sex as not including oral sex.
Right.
That was his wiggle room. In this case, Cain left no wiggle room. He said just never happened. There was no parsing of the verbs is or was, present
right.
or past tense.
Right. I think, and Wolf,
and of course, don't forget that one of his rivals, Cain's rivals, Newt Gingrich, in fact, had his own affair when he was in the House of Representatives and left his wife to go off with a young blonde congressional aide. So this is not unknown to those running for office.
In either party,
right.
not unknown. We certainly know the philandering of a Kennedy or the whatever it might be, Gary Hart. I mean, the list goes on and on.
The list goes on and on. And frankly, you know, an allegation of sexual harassment is something that I think is newsworthy because it's, you know, violation of law and sort of workplace etiquette. A private consensual affair is a different thing. But when Cain announced it was coming, he made it news himself. I think we might have thought twice about how much we'd want to do on it until he made it an issue. And strangely enough, Paul, after Cain denied it flat out, he said his lawyer would be issuing a statement. And the statement then did not deny it, but said only this was a private, allegedly consensual relationship and not worthy of public scrutiny by the media or the public.
So what happens if Herman Cain does drop out? Where will his supporters go? We look at that next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You know, here on the countdown, we review what's going on Talk Radio and Talk Television. A lot of things from the new media. You can follow us on Facebook. That includes the 2012 presidential race. George Stephanopoulos and Matthew Dowd talking about where Herman Cain supporters are likely to go.
Herman Cain was already losing altitude in this race. Where do his votes go?
Well, that's the thing, George. He's always already on a downward trend, and most of it had nothing to do with these things. It had to do with the fact he never got beyond the 999 tax plan, and he wasn't able to answer questions on foreign policy. I think right now his downward trend continues. He's already in third or fourth when he was in first. They go to Newt Gingrich, I think. I think right now that anti-Romney vote has coalesced around the former speaker. I think more votes are going to go to Newt. I think he's benefited by this endorsement in New Hampshire by the paper. I think more of these votes go to Newt Gingrich, and I think Newt Gingrich is a force that Mitt Romney has to reckon with.
No question about it. And Newt Gingrich was taking on Mitt Romney directly yesterday on the issue of flip-flopping, also saying, and this is an interesting line from Newt Gingrich, he says, "I'm more conservative than Romney and more electable than anyone else in the field." He's really boiling down his pitch.
He definitely is, and he wants to preempt, I think, George, any sort of attacks that say, well, Newt might be the right conservative, but he can't win. And so he's demonstrating, one, that he can beat Mitt Romney in the primary, which he wants to show, and two, that he can beat Barack Obama in the general election. And I think the Mitt Romney folks understand that. Mitt Romney, as you know, has also taken on water from the Democratic National Committee, who's attacking him on the same thing with the TV spot on flip-flop.
Well, and that's what I wanted to get to, because the White House and the Democrats still seem to think that Romney is the man to beat, and they're not all that concerned about Gingrich.
Well, I think part of their strategy is a little jujitsu. I think what they could do is they could actually hurt Mitt Romney in the primary and create an even bigger opening for Newt Gingrich. I think the attack that the Democratic National Committee has on Mitt Romney hurts him as much in the Republican primary as it does in the general election. So, yay, they're softening him up for the general election in case he is the nominee. But, two, they may create an opening for Newt Gingrich and cause Mitt Romney to take on more water in the primaries, right, in the nomination process, and hurt him in that process.
Right. And they want to run against Newt Gingrich, but be careful what you wish for.
Talko's Bob Connors here about Herman Cain sinking in the polls while Newt Gingrich goes in the other direction.
As Herman Cain's woes cause his campaign to fade somewhat, at least as far as credibility is concerned. So then now comes Newt. What's his surge all about?
Darn good question. I think a lot of it is just that he has been the steady, superior debate performer in the small amounts of time he had in the early debates. He gave good answers that impressed people, and now that he's had a little more time, people are saying, well, this is the guy who sort of gets it and has the realistic grasp of what goes on there. Yeah, he's a creature of Washington, and he can't really deny that. In fact, he's not. He's sort of saying, well, that's what you need now, because we tried somebody outside Washington, and it's not working very well. All that likable, but maybe this time we're getting to the point that we don't care, although you'd think if that was the case, Mitt Romney would be surging.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, I see them and I hear their responses, and I really don't have a feel for the Republican side this year. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, at least Newt Gingrich knows he's not all that likable and doesn't care and says that's just not part of the thing, whereas Mitt Romney is still trying to be liked, as the Democrats say, and there's sort of a coordinated nationwide push yesterday. He said he's taken every position on every issue and is just trying to be all things to all people all the time, which eventually means you're nothing to anybody.
Yeah, well, I do believe we need a heavy hand at this time.
And, yeah, there are certainly a couple of folks who are offering that, Mr. Gingrich being chief among them now.
Congress and the failed super committee will appear in your ear next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. New Credit Funding says you're approved, guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit, so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call today and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 1-800-593-3445. 1-800-593-3445. That's 1-800-593-3445. 1-800-593-3445.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now, 1-800-WATERBOY, or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior water from every tap, it's the whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy, call 1-800-WATERBOY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The failed super committee. MSNBC's Chuck Todd here with Congressman Jim Clyburn of South Carolina about the next step in Congress after the failure of the super committee.
Why go through the motions this week of what appears to be just sort of political gamesmanship when we know this version of the payroll tax holiday is not going to pass the United States Senate?
Well, I'm not too sure that it will not. Look, we have an extension on the table, which I think is a good one. Now, I understand that Senator Kyle, who I've gotten to know very well, working on the so-called super committee, says that it's not the best way to do it. Why not come forward with a way to do it? What we want to make sure is that 120 million people or do not see their taxes go up. We would like to see them extend this holiday and be able to get around $1,000 per household income that will be plowed back into the economy. And if a 3.25% surcharge on income over $1 million is not the best way to do it, why not come forward with what you consider to be the best way rather than just say no? That's the problem we're having here. Yes, sir?
Okay, well, there does appear to be that we're going to see a couple of weeks of negotiations. And what I'm curious of is, in your mind, what is on the table and what is not on the table. There is some talk that Republicans would like to redo the so-called sequester. You were on the super committee, and since it failed, the sequester that would include some automatic cuts both in Medicare and defense, that there's some Republicans that would like to redo the sequester. Would you be open to that as part of the negotiations in extending the payroll tax holiday?
Yes, I would be. I don't think that we're locked in to sequester being in its current format. We looked at doing a down payment when we were in the super committee of something less than $1.2 trillion, and triggers to come if the committees cannot do their work, and in some time frame, maybe April of next year, all of that should be on the table. I don't think that we should close out negotiating and trying to reach a compromise on anything. That is how our government has operated in the past. That's how this country has gotten to be what it is. And we ought to all sit down and find out a way to make sure that we don't raise taxes on middle-income people, that working people continue to be a part of this governmental process. And if it calls for redoing the sequester, that is something we might ought to look at.
Here's host Jerry Jamieson with Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina about what he thinks Congress needs to do now that the committee has failed to keep what's happening in Europe from happening here.
How is it up there?
Well, after a long Thanksgiving week where people have been at home, I hope they're going to come back and realize that we really need to do some big things right now. If not, what we're seeing happen in Europe, and I think which will continue to unfold over the next several months, is in fact the pathway we're going to find if we don't do something.
You talking about the deficit?
Talking about the deficit, what is a financial crisis and a financial meltdown in Europe, and I think the same is in order for us. If we don't understand that you can't continue to borrow 41 cents of every dollar that you spend.
So without the super committee reaching an agreement, we've got those automatic spending cuts set to go into effect 2013. And my understanding from reading, of course, there's so much to read, it's pretty much split between domestic and defense spending. Is there anything you see being done to avoid these automatic spending cuts?
Those automatic cuts are going to go through, but it's January 2013. That's over a year away.
Right.
If we don't bring the brakes to spending, if we don't begin to reform some of the mandatory spending items, we've hit the abyss long before we hit January 2013. And that's not members of Congress saying that. That's economists around the world looking at the United States. So our problem is immediate, and everybody wants to make it about the next election cycle. It can't. And I think when we look at the nominal amount that either through sequestration we're going to get in cuts or what the committee had in front of them, that was $1.5 trillion. And most economists around the world say that we've got to cut $8 trillion in spending over the next 10 years. So we're a far cry from where we need to be.
Now, you were one of the senators who signed on to that bipartisan effort to urge the committee to go much larger than the $1.2 trillion, actually. So you've been saying this for a while.
Yeah, and Jerry, the super committee was a unique opportunity to bypass the procedural roadblocks that exist in the Congress of the United States. I don't like to cede power to a special group of individuals, but this was unique. This was an opportunity because of the severity of our crisis that I thought was necessary, and that's why I supported it. At the end of the day, it failed.
Next up, the sexual abuse scandal at Syracuse University. Big news in the world of sports talk radio and regular talk radio.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SevaClear, risk-free. SevaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SevaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SevaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SevaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Introducing OnStar FMV. For my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
OnStar Center.
I just woke up and my car was stolen.
Are you in a safe location?
Yeah, my car was in the driveway. My wife's car was behind mine. I come out to get the newspaper. Her car's out in the street. So they push her car out to get to my car.
Do you have the stolen vehicle report number?
550.
If your car is stolen, new OnStar FMV can help locate it with GPS. And now you can get this protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Police Department.
I have a location on a stolen vehicle. It's just off of Brook Court. It's stationary.
Thanks, OnStar. We have units going out there.
This is Pete.
This is the OnStar Center. We have located the vehicle. Police, you'll be contacting you shortly. Thanks so much.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
Jay Farner at Quicken Loans. You know, we've been talking for years about how great mortgage interest rates are. But what's happening right now is something truly special. Having been in the mortgage business for nearly 20 years, I've never seen anything like this. Over the last 40 or 50 years, we haven't seen anything like this. Rates are shockingly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Take the 5 minutes and call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. We'll walk you through the process, and if it makes sense, we'll help you lock in that rate and close on a new mortgage. And if it doesn't make sense, you'll know you took the time to make sure you weren't missing out. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to QuickenLoans.com. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by. Call now to see how Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, and MLS number 3030.
Doug Steffen here. Our attention now goes to the next sex abuse scandal. This one's at Syracuse University. Veteran sportscaster Len Berman here with Dr. Drew Pinsky about what the university did and didn't know and what they did and didn't do.
What else does the university know? Because both Jim Boeheim and the district attorney have supported Fine's firing. Both of the bombshells from yesterday, as you've already articulated, are quite flaky. I mean, you know, the one kid has his own allegations. His own father is calling him a liar. Bernie Fine's wife, Lori, may have herself had an affair with Bobby Davis. I mean, it's just bizarre all the way around. So I'm just wondering what it is that they told Jim Boeheim and what the university feels is true that made them fire Bernie Fine, because I think it just can't be based on the flakiness of these two bombshells.
And Len, it sort of brings up another issue that I've been trying to focus on here over and again, which is there an arrogance in the administrative systems? Is there a sense of specialness that these academic institutions should be left to themselves to solve their own problems? That historically, that's how things have been done. That they don't, this is the reporting obligations that the rest of us have don't apply to them so much. Is that what you're talking about when you say you wonder what's going on there?
Well, you certainly make a good point, and I'm sure all the big sports programs at all the universities feel that they are insulated from the rest of the world. And again, my concern with what Syracuse did yesterday was Nancy Cantor, the chancellor, sent out an email to students and faculty, and part of the email defended what Syracuse did. Well, this is not about covering your rear end at this point. This is about trying to get the truth and the facts out there, and I think that's what my alma mater should be doing. Let's get the facts. Let's stop protecting yourself and saying, well, we did what we knew was right back then and whatever we did. No, but let's get some facts right now.
Yeah, Len, I totally agree with you. Just it's very straightforward. Get the facts. Do what the rest of us do. Do the reporting. Hold yourself up to the same standard. And let's get to the bottom of this. Same standard we all, that applies to each and every one of us.
I'm just concerned about where this leads for Jim Boeheim, because a lot of people are making the comparison with Joe Paterno and saying perhaps Jim covered things up and he knew what was going on. In my heart of hearts, I don't think that's necessarily true, but as we've learned so far in all of this, who knows what the next shoe will be and when it will drop.
Here's host Rick Barber with attorney Greg Giofacano about the legal differences between the case at Penn State and the one going on at Syracuse.
The statute of limitations in Pennsylvania is rather interesting, isn't it?
It is. What I'll tell you, in Pennsylvania, what the situation in Pennsylvania, to avail yourself back in August of 2002 in response to the Catholic Church sex abuse scandal, Pennsylvania changed their statute of limitations. Initially, you could sue for childhood sexual abuse cases. initially you could sue when you were 23. And then after that, once you hit your 23rd birthday, that was it. In 2002, in response to the Catholic Church in Boston scandal, they extended their statute of limitations to the age of 30, but only in the situation where you were threatened with either death or physical injury. And the problem is, in the Sandusky indictment, of the eight men, really, Rick, none of them, and I understand they were all sexually abused, allegedly, but none of them made any claims that they had either threats made upon them of their physical, of either death or serious physical bodily injury.
Yeah.
So there's a problem there.
Now, isn't there also an issue concerning the institution's, I guess, effectively what would be called a secrecy law concerning, among others, Penn State?
Yeah, there's absolutely. The way it works is there's a very difficult ability. They're going to have a lot of difficulty trying to get to Penn State and the institution because not only are there issues with regard to the statute of limitations with regard to suing the abuser, but there's serious issues with regard to the statute of limitations and their ability to sue the employer of the abuser, which what we call them in, say, in New Jersey, we call the institutions or those who knew of the abuse but did nothing to prevent it, we call them the passive abusers. And in this case, and in Pennsylvania and in New York, with the Fine matter and the Syracuse situation, it's almost impossible to get around the statute of limitations on these kinds of cases.
Which means that even the institutions cannot be sued.
Yes, that's exactly. You know, I keep hearing about, oh, there's going to be multi-million-dollar lawsuits, class actions, and things like that. Unless these states change their legislation, there's not going to be any class action suits where most of the men who were abused, they won't be entitled to anything.
Here's Talk Host Dave Visor with sports analyst Steve Mosher. Mosher thinks Syracuse University ought to fire their head coach, just like they at Penn State did to Paterno.
Do you think Jim Boeheim should stay, or should he be fired?
I think that Jim Boeheim's initial reaction to the news about his friend Bernie accusing the accusers of being liars was enough to warrant his dismissal right then and there. And I wouldn't be surprised if he does go.
Who will make that ultimate decision? The trustees of the school, right?
Well, certainly it would be the trustees. This morning's Syracuse paper talks about how the decision was made to fire Bernie Fine, and certainly it was Chancellor Cantor's decision, but she had to go through the Board of Trustees to get approval to make that decision. So I would think the same process would result here, and I think what we're going to see is a duel of the titans, if you will, because Jim Boeheim, his position at Syracuse is much like Joe Paterno's was at Penn State. He very much has the power of being the most important person at the university. But I think one of the really big differences in this particular case is that Syracuse is a private college, not a state one. And endowment money matters even more at Syracuse than it does at Penn State.
So if you have a bunch of alumni who say, you know what, I'm not going to support you if you continue to have him as the head coach, that's when they're going to make a decision.
I think you're right. Money talks, doesn't it?
Indeed it does. We expect perhaps to hear from Jim Boeheim tonight at the press conference after the football. After the basketball game, closed practice yesterday. He's avoiding the media. He's avoiding really being able to talk. Is there anything he can say that can backtrack on his thousand lies comment when this first broke?
Well, I don't think so. I think that the statement that came out yesterday was certainly not written by him, even though it was stated by him, and it was written by a team of public relations people, and I'm sure lawyers as well. I think he better keep his mouth completely and totally quiet and say no comment on that. And because if he opens up his mouth, I think he's going to put his foot in it once again.
You know, what's fascinating to me is we're watching two separate legendary programs and legendary coaches deal with this issue. I mean, you know, you couldn't have timed this. You couldn't have planned on this. Of course, well, when we say that, Syracuse's situation came out because of Penn State's, right?
That's right, it did. I mean, this typically happens when abuse cases are rise to the top and the public gets to view them. It sort of empowers other people who have been victims to finally overcome their fear and their dread, their trauma, and come out and speak in public.
American Airlines filed for bankruptcy. That's next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
American Airlines filed for bankruptcy on Tuesday. CNN's Richard Quest explained what's going on in American and why you ought not to worry, even if you already have tickets for holiday travel on American.
They're doing it for one simple reason. The American Airlines cost base is considerably higher than United, Continental's and Delta, which merged with Northwest. Those other airlines did go through Chapter 11 during the recessions and they managed to slash their costs. So now American has been struggling for the last few years, trying to get negotiations, trying to get agreements, trying to get its costs down. But frankly, and finally, with oil prices high, with growth slowing down and with so many other competitive disadvantages, Tom Horton told me a short while ago they really had no choice. It was time to push the nuclear button.
The folks at American have worked very hard and honorably to avoid that path over the last decade, but it became clear to us that that gap was just too wide now. It had become untenable and it was time for us to address it, turn the page, and begin to put our company on the path to a much more successful future.
Ted, there's no doubt it is a dramatic development for a company that has several billions of dollars in cash, that is reasonably successful on its load factors. It has good, strong hubs. All in all, this is being done purely and simply, not because Americans are going bankrupt. The planes are still flying. The champagne's still being served in first class. All things will be normal. It's being done to get down the costs.
So if I have a ticket for an American flight either today or in 6 months from now or over Christmas, no worries at all? Is that what you're saying?
It's rare that I'll put my neck on the block, but I'm going to do it quite clearly. There is no danger that American Airlines is going to stop flying. Let's be absolutely clear, crystal cut about that now. In the
Chapter 11 process. I think many travelers are used to this. They flew United in Chapter 11. They flew Delta, US Airways, and all the others in Chapter 11 during those times. Horton told me he hopes the Chapter 11 will last less time than the other, the average being 16 months. He hopes it'll be less time than that. The people who I think perhaps will be watching and be concerned, of course, are Americans' employees. No changes immediately, but longer term, they can expect to see some significant changes in their benefits and in their conditions of employment.
Radio man Bill Handel talked about the reasons American joined all the other major airlines and declared bankruptcy.
Let's start talking about why they're doing it today. It is the only major airline that has not declared bankruptcy.
Well, not Southwest.
Major, you know, legacy airline. That's let me refer to that. Legacy airline. You're right. There are some that are hugely successful. And that, by the way, Southwest, because they don't charge you for that damn luggage.
Yep.
I even got that Delta credit card just so I don't have to pay for the luggage. You know that? It's true. Actually, I flew Delta, and there it is. You haul the card out, and oh, no charge for your luggage. Everybody else is bitching and moaning about the $25 charge per bag. In any case, the reason that they're now filing for bankruptcy is because those contracts, those union contracts, have broken them. And so you go into court, and everything disappears. So your contract disappears. Your vendors have to relook at how much money the corporation owes. Yeah, Hoffman.
I was going to ask. Well, then, if that's the case, why was American able to hold it off longer than the other ones?
Because the other ones were a lot smarter. They were literally holding off, hanging on by their fingernails, tips of their fingers, and they can't take it anymore. And because also you look at bankruptcy as some kind of a stigma, because all of a sudden, oh, my God, look at them. Well, I tell you, their stock's going to fly through the roof. You watch.
Yeah, the other thing is they say that this is going to have absolutely no impact on their day-to-day operations.
No,
you have a ticket for American Airlines,
oh, yeah,
and you see the headline this morning that Americans going bankrupt or filing for bankruptcy. That doesn't impact your plans at all.
It does. It makes your plans even more solid.
Well, good, because I'm flying American.
Oh, you'll be fine.
I'm
no, you'll
to
be
Dallas
fine.
On American
and all
Air.
That does is it throws it into this Chapter 11, which means that the courts are now overseeing it, and the first thing the courts do is look at the creditors. Well, the first thing they do is to keep the company going. The courts want this company to survive. That's the policy. So what's killing the American Airlines, in this case, this airline? Well, the cost of fuel. The courts can't do jack about the cost of fuel. The labor contracts, oh, the courts can do plenty about that. And the vendors that American Airlines owes money to, the courts can do a lot about that one, too. For example, telling vendors that you're going to knock off 10% of what is owed to you, and we're going to extend the amount of money or the payback at a lower interest rate. That the courts can do, and that is exactly what will happen.
That story and much more in the Countdown section, the Talk Radio Countdown Show box at DougStepan.com.